With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The country continues to react to the shooting death, the assassination this week of conservative host Charlie Kirk. Many conservatives mourning the death. Leaders in the country trying to find out ways to provide solace to citizens while denouncing political violence throughout the country. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about the shooting, and he says Charlie Kirk was a great shock, that his death was a great shock to many people around the country who loved his work.
Well, I don't think many people have witnessed the murder of a fellow American and somebody who was doing nothing but exercising his free speech rights to try to educate a generation of young Americans about some very important principles.
The White House posted a proclamation on its website where President Trump ordered all flags at government and military facilities to be flown at half-staff until sunset on September 14th. Senator Eric Smith is calling out Democrat leaders in big cities around the country that are refusing Trump administration assistance with their growing crime problems.
They were just in it to be in power. They were never serious about tackling violent crime. Because if you were, I can say as a former prosecutor, here's exactly what you would do. You would have a large police presence, very visible, so that people who are doing bad things are arrested. And that might deter other people from doing bad things. And then when people are arrested, you would prosecute them severely under the law, under the full extent, maximum extent of the law.
The Missouri Republican made his comments this week to the Salem Radio Network. Wall Street coasted to a finish on Friday of its best week out of the past 5 weeks. The S&P 500 budged a bit, then edged down by less than 0.1% from what was its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by 0.6%. This is SRN News. And even as the country continues to mourn the murder this week of Charlie Kirk, a lot of people are thinking and talking about a number of different religious issues as well, and faith and the role it does or does not play in the lives of many Americans. And a number of those stories now reaching out, people talking about praying for the country and for all Americans, even their political enemies. Do you sin? Michael Harrington has a report on a study that asked people that question.
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that about half of Americans say no, they do not commit sins. 16% don't even believe that sin exists. Amongst Christians, the survey indicates 1 in 4 do not believe they are sinners. CRC Director Dr. George Barna says churches must shoulder some of the blame for this, pointing to a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of all sermons even mention sin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ukrainian government has declared a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all ties with Moscow and could soon be banned. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court this week upheld a civil jury's finding that President Trump must pay $83.3 million to E. Jean Carroll for his social media attacks against a longtime advice columnist after she accused him of sexual assault.
I would expect the president will keep fighting it again. You know, like so many of the claims against him, was manufactured, and if I recall, it may have even been time-barred in some ways, except for novel legal theories that maybe should have never seen the inside of a courtroom.
That is Senator Tom Cotton. He says he believes the case and this ruling just another matter of lawfare being used against Donald Trump. This is SRN News.